Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show! Tonight, Europe is melting! The fist bump heard round the world! And Terry Jackson! This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah!
This is going to be fun. Take a seat. We have got a great show for you tonight. Europe is feeling the heat. Dulce Sloan tries to make you late for work. And President Joe Biden is hoping to fist his way to a higher approval rating. So, let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. Let's kick things off with Europe, the continent with a long history of white-on-white violence. Unfortunately, Europe is not having a good time right now. There's still a war in Ukraine, which is also causing an energy crisis. Italy's prime minister has called it quits. Britain has lost its leadership, which means now they'll have to find another magic spell to turn a dandelion into a prime minister. Plus, for the first time ever, the euro has become less valuable than the dollar. Yeah. And with the economy struggling, European workers are now limited to only 45 weeks of vacation a year. And as if all of that wasn't enough, now Europe is dealing with a hot girl summer that nobody asked for.
The triple-digit temperatures that have sparked forest fires and drought conditions here in the States are also taking hold in Europe.
This morning, people are being warned to take cover as deadly heat sweeps across Britain. The National Weather Service issuing the first ever extreme heat warning, with forecast highs of 105 today and tomorrow, hotter than the Sahara Desert and Delhi. The scorching heat is bearing down on all of Western Europe, fueling out-of-control wildfires.
In southwest France, planes dumped yet more water over wildfires that have burned an area bigger than 20,000 football fields.
The heat is causing havoc. London's Luton Airport and an RAF base in Oxfordshire both being forced to close because the runways were melting.
Mamma mia! Sacre bleu! Bloody bull sweat! The runways in Europe are melting. Did you hear that? The runways are melting. You never want to land a plane and hear it go, ah, 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 ah. And what do you even do in that situation? What do you do? Like, if the runway's melted, where's the plane gonna land? In the baby's mouth? That's right, open up, baby. Please, baby, the plane needs you, baby. Ah! You know, this is one of those situations where you really appreciate how calm a pilot is, you know? Because, like, even when a runway's melting, I bet the pilot's just going to be there like, ladies and gentlemen, it seems the airplane is melting into the ground, so I'm going to suggest everyone get back to their seats. Hold on. Now it seems like a portal to the underworld is opened, and we are slowly being sucked by the devil himself, so I'm going to go ahead and turn on the fasten seatbelt sign. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight. But yes, Europe is scorching hot right now, and it's so bad that there were photos going around today of people pouring water in the mouths of the guards at Buckingham Palace. Yeah. I mean, if I had to make a suggestion, though, maybe the first thing I would do in a heat wave is lose the 10-foot hat covered entirely in fur? Or at least fill it with ice. It looks like it would be a good cooler, you know? And remember, you might be hearing those temperatures in America going like, oh, 100 degrees, that doesn't sound bad. But remember, this heat wave is especially bad for Europe because Europeans are not prepared for this kind of heat. Yeah, they don't use air conditioners in most parts of Europe. They don't even put ice in their drinks. And they can get sunburnt from like a camera flash. So how do I look? So, once again, all over the world, we're experiencing record temperatures, wildfires, and droughts. And I mean, I know it can't be climate change because Fox says that's not real, so it's probably pronouns? Is it pronouns? I heard those are pretty bad. Anyway, let's move on from Europe to another place that's feeling the heat, the White House. After being unable to accomplish anything that Joe Biden has campaigned on, the president's approval rating is now hovering somewhere between long COVID and Uvalde police departments. And making matters worse for him is a runaway inflation, right? Especially when it comes to gas prices. The prices of gas are so high that these days, driving is the entire date. You know, it's just like, he really spoiled me last night. We drove all the way from my house to the end of the block. Oh, he's so romantic. But here's the thing. Until gas prices improve, neither will Joe Biden's approval rating, right? Which is why over the weekend, he was in Saudi Arabia making nice with a frenemy who just happens to own a lot of oil.
It was the fist bump seen around the world. The president with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the man the U.S. holds responsible for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
It's the image the Saudis had hoped for and the White House had hoped to avoid.
Biden's doctors reportedly disallowed handshakes due to COVID, but conveniently also helped the president avoid a photo op of shaking the hand of the Crown Prince.
Do you regret the fist bump, Mr. President? Why don't you guys talk about something that matters?
Yeah! Yeah! Stop asking him about the fist bump! Ask him about the looming recession! No, actually, just ask me about the fist bump. Ask me about the fist bump. America obsesses about these things. Don't look too friendly. It's also funny how President Biden thought it would be better to fist bump Mohammed bin Salman because that seems less friendly than a handshake. That's the whitest decision of all time. No, because it's the opposite. Handshakes are the most formal way to meet someone. Even your enemy, you can be like, hello. But fist bumps is always like, eh, what's up? What's up, killer? I see you. I see you, man. I see you, player. You know what I really think happened? I think Joe Biden's team briefed him. And they were like, Mr. President, in Saudi Arabia, if you make them mad and you have, they'll chop off your hand. So you want to hide your fingers, get in, quick, in and out, in and out. Godspeed, Mr. President. You know what Biden should have done if he didn't want any controversy in this? Is he should have gone in for the handshake and then given him the psych. just do that move. There's no comeback for that. Devastating. If he did that, MBS would have been like, oh, just take all the oil and go. Don't tell my friends. And okay, if you're wondering why this situation is so awkward, right? Oh, who cares? He fist bumped him, he met him, why is it so bad? It's because back during the presidential campaign, Biden was saying things like this.
Khashoggi was in fact murdered and dismembered, and I believe in the order of the Crown Prince. There's very little social redeeming value in the present government in Saudi Arabia. We were going to, in fact, make them pay the price and make them, in fact, the pariah that they are.
Awkward. Yeah, because how do you go from that to flying across the world to meet the guy in his palace? And Biden must have been a little nervous. You know, you meet the guy and you've said all these things about him, call him a murderer, now you're in his palace? He's going to be walking in like, oh, come on, you've watched Fox News. I just read the teleprompter, man. I don't even know where I am most of the time. That wasn't me. And unfortunately for President Biden, the bad news didn't stop at his presidential pound. Yes, because when Biden got back to the U.S., he had to deal with another all-powerful dictator, Joe Manchin, West Virginia Democrat, and somehow the real president of the United States. Because you see, Biden has spent the last 2 years trying to get Joe Manchin to vote for his Build Back Better bill. But Manchin has spent the last 2 years saying no. He's been giving a variety of answers, you know? Oh, I don't want to risk inflation. I don't want to end offshore drilling. I'm a Gemini and Mercury's in retrograde. Now's not a good time to make big decisions. So after a lot of back and forth, Manchin said, look, I'll do a much smaller bill that only has some health insurance expansions and the climate change stuff, and then, like, you can raise taxes on corporations to pay for it. So Democrats took out everything Manchin didn't want and came back last week with a bill that only has what he asked for. To which Joe Manson said, oh.
More now from Capitol Hill, where Democrats are extremely upset with Senator Joe Manchin after he effectively torpedoed their hopes of acting on climate change. It comes after Manchin told Democratic leadership he is not willing to back major climate and tax provisions in President Biden's agenda. Senator Bernie Sanders was especially upset over the weekend, suggesting Manchin never negotiated in good faith in the first place.
People like Manchin, Sinema to a lesser degree, who are intentionally sabotaging the president's agenda, what the American people want, what a majority of us in the Democratic caucus want. Nothing new about this.
Yep, Bernie's pissed off. Yeah, haven't seen him this pissed since someone tried to give him 1% milk. I stand with the 99% fat milk that's been excluded from the dairy aisle for far too long. No more with the 1%. And I get it. I get why Democrats are frustrated with Joe Manchin, because he's on your team. He's wearing your jersey, but every time he gets the ball, he dunks on you. But if Joe Manchin doesn't believe in these policies, the least he could do is just say so up front instead of wasting everybody's time and jerking the Democrats around for a year pretending there was something they could do to win him over. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of the time I tried to take a girl to the prom, right? And she was like, well, first you have to buy me flowers, then you have to rent a limo, then we have to go somewhere nice for dinner. And I did all of that, and then the night of the prom came and she was like, I don't think that as your history teacher this is appropriate for me to go to the prom with you. Why am I going to the prom? Why didn't you say that at the beginning, Mrs. Jenkins? Because now I'm broke and I don't have a date. Why is she so big? Come here. She was a very interesting person. All right, finally, some news from the world of automobiles. Transformers that never went through puberty. Every year, car companies compete to see who can offer the most exciting new options. You know, like voice-activated controls, or augmented reality windshields, or trunks that have got a lot more junk. Yeah, you're looking good, sedan. I see you. I see you. But the latest innovation isn't a new feature. No, it's a new way to pay for what you get.
A new kind of subscription could be making its way to your bank statements. BMW says that it will start charging a monthly fee for heated seats.
It costs about $12 a month and would allow the car maker to activate the heating coils already built into the seats. You can purchase the heated seats when you buy the car. But for those who didn't, you can at least temporarily try them out on a cold day with the subscription. They're also considering a subscription service for heated steering wheels.
It's interesting. BMW is going to let people subscribe for certain features in the car, like heated seats. Yeah, so instead of just buying it, you pay month to month. Which, I'll be honest, actually sounds great, because I don't need heated seats in the summer. So why am I paying? Huh? They should do this for every feature. The radio, the windshield wipers. Yeah, the horn. I don't need the horn all the time. I want to subscribe to the horn if I get cut off. This mother, yo, give me three, give me three. Load it up, give me three. I'm gonna light his ass up. But there's a downside. You realize there's a downside to this, right? Car manufacturers are joining the subscription model, and we know how this goes. First you buy things, then they go, oh, now you subscribe. And then how does it end? It always ends with ads. Always. It's only a matter of time before you buy a BMW, and then you're gonna have to, like, listen to a mattress ad every time you start the car. Oh, the killer's coming! The killer, let's get out of here! Are you looking for a new mattress? Stab, 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 stab. So look, if car manufacturers want subscription plans, that's fine. You know, pay for the parts of the car that you only want when you use them. I think that actually works. Although, you better be warned. If you forget to renew the wrong subscriptions, well, that shit could end in tears. Oh, shit, I knew I should have renewed the brake subscription. Oh, all right, you got me, BMW. One more month of brakes, please. Wait, $7.99 for 1 month and then 50 for a year. Is that cheaper? What is that? That's seven times 12. That equals, it's gonna be, oh, $7.99. I'm fine. All right, that's it for the headlines. But before we go to a quick break, let's check in on the stock market with our finance expert, Michael Costa, everybody.
You okay?
Michael,
you okay?
You again. What's happening in the markets, man?
The market. You okay? First of all, that was a tumble.
Yeah. That wasn't real.
Oh, it wasn't real. Okay, phew. All right, got it. That's great. I'm crushing the markets, dude. Crushing. And I got a hot tip for you. I got a hot tip for all you. Pay attention, all right? So let's get into this. First of all, BMW, the subscription for the warm seats.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I'm over all these subscriptions, okay? I was trying to print something recently, and my printer was like, hey, do you want to sign up for an ink subscription? So why would I give my credit card to a printing company when I can just do all my personal printing here at work, okay? I mean, Trevor, I print manuals, encyclopedias, health records, thousands of pages, you know? I print so much, it's actually easier for me just to take one of the work printers home with me. And now I print from work at home. I can print anything you want. You just let me know, I got printing for you.
I will.
Let me know, I got a hot tip, too.
Okay.
Don't forget, I got a hot tip for you guys. All right, let's get to this.
What's happening in the market?
I'll show you. Well, you know what? That European heat wave.
Yes.
That's hot. That is hot. I was just in Ireland for a couple days. It's hot. And they don't handle the heat well there, okay? I mean, how are you gonna cool off? Drink a lukewarm Guinness and have some piping hot shepherd's pie? You know what I mean? Mmm, this gravy is so refreshing, you know? It is hot in Europe, and with the euro now, when you're in Europe, you're hot and you're broke. I was thinking, I haven't been this hot and broke since I was 18, living in LA, doing shirtless auditions for independent films that never got made. The director said that they're caught up in editing, but it's been about 20 years, Trevor. So, all right, I got a hot tip for you, don't forget.
I won't forget, Mike.
Okay, you got a hot tip. All right, let's break down this Euro chart. I mean, look, this thing looks like you're skiing down the Swiss Alps, am I right? Now, I know that because thanks to how low the euro is, I can afford to now ski down the Swiss Alps. This is great news for all of us. It is. Europe is now cheap for us in America. You know, think about it. Americans love going to Mexico because it's so cheap. Well, what we didn't realize was this whole previous time, America was Mexico to Europe, right? But now that's swapped. Europe is our Mexico, and we got Mexico, right? We have two Mexicos. No other country in the world has two Mexicos. Think about that. Now, what I like about this has dropped the Europeans' cockiness a little bit, you know? Some French, oh, you Americans, you're so overweight. And I'm thinking, yeah, maybe we are overweight because maybe we've just stuffed our pockets with our currency, right? And it's weighing us down. I promised you a hot tip.
Yeah, you've been promising me the whole time.
Hot tip. In Europe, you don't tip, right? And it's hot there.
I wonder how many people invest on your advice. Yeah. Michael Costa, everybody. All right, when we come back, Dulce Sloan is hitting the streets, and she's hitting them hard. Don't go away.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. You know, there's so much important news out there these days. So I asked Dulce Sloan to get out on the street and talk to the people to get their opinions about issues. But Dulce just does what she wants. So instead, she came back with this.
Hello, friends. Now, usually when I'm out and about in the streets of my favorite city in the world, I'm asking hard-hitting questions about the issues of the day. But not today. I'm out at the Rat Factory trying to ask New Yorkers one important question. Can I make you late for work? I want to. I just need to find people with a job. Can I make you late for work? Can I make... No. Hello, young man. I am trying to figure out... Wait, what do you do?
Well, I'm a traveler.
Okay, so you're unemployed. Got it. Young man. Can I talk to you?
Yeah.
Okay, now, where are you going?
Downtown, Soho.
You going to work?
I'm heading to work right now.
Where do you work?
At a small startup.
What the f*** is a startup? People keep telling me they work at startups. What is a startup? What are you starting? What is up? What is going on?
You ever seen, like, subscribe and save on a store online? We make the subscribe and save thing.
That's a job?
It's on a website.
That's a job. I'm out here standing in the sun like my ancestors, and this little boy out here making click buttons on the damn internet? That's what you do?
That's what I do.
So, I need you to help me. One of my friends is having a birthday party.
Okay.
And what I need, I found this flavor. I thought it was colorful, but I did not know if they would like it. Okay. So, I would like to ask you to try said cupcake. You work out, you're fine. Listen, these aren't gag cupcakes. We bought them from a legitimate store.
I believe you.
I'm not trying to mess with you. I hope you don't. I mean, it's nut free, so if you have an allergy, do not put your foot on the ground. Give me that bag. What's wrong with you? Don't catch hepatitis 12.
All right. I don't usually eat dairy, but I guess I will today.
Is it?
It doesn't matter. I'm not allergic. All right, do you want me to eat like part of it? The whole thing?
Taste it, boy! Can you taste the colors?
I don't know what I'm tasting.
Oh, no. So you're not enjoying it. So
no.
Give it, like, your best
food. Did you really buy these? Like, did you pay someone money for them?
I got my money, Comedy Central's money. What are you, crazy?
True.
So you're not a fan of these?
I would, like, eat it if I was bored.
Okay.
What am I going to do with this?
Throw it in a trash can right there because you don't like it. So I have one last question for you, young man.
Yeah.
Did I make you late for work?
I was already late for work when I came out of the subway.
You know, honestly, I appreciate that. Can I make you late for? We didn't have to do that. That was rude. Okay. Excuse me. Skip. Oh, hello. Hi. Y'all look like students. Y'all ain't got no job.
No, we don't have a job.
See, because I'm trying to do can I make you late for work. But aren't y'all going to school? Isn't that the thing?
Yeah.
So I can make you late for school, right?
We're actually in a class. We're doing an assignment right now, field trip.
Hey, I'm in school. I didn't sign up for this. Am I an adjunct professor? They need to give me a check. Okay. Hello? Sis. Yes. Okay, first of all, the nails. I called you because of the nails. I appreciate, you know, we see a moment.
Love it.
We know the
Ooh,
vibe.
Those are so cute.
Thank you. We have dip powder or just acrylic?
Actually, these are a prey.
The who? What do you do?
I'm a political organizer for a labor union. We organize building service workers.
So, like, people who clean the buildings?
People who clean the buildings, people who secure the buildings, people who work at airports, people who work in schools.
Okay.
We handle all of it.
You know, you've been taking advantage of people. I'm also in a union. I'm on TV, but we also have to be in unions.
We need that.
One quick second. All right. Just gonna use the camera right quick to actually touch it. Cause you know sometimes you get a little shiny.
Absolutely, you gotta
sometimes
make
it a little
get
shiny.
It, set it up a little.
Sorry, can we get my, I know you're probably, are you late? Do you mind? For the culture?
For the culture.
For my people? You keep that.
Thank you.
It's a little souvenir. It's been on your face. We don't need it on my face. I wouldn't put it on your. We're still in a Panasonic. We're in a Pandora's box. Okay, we're in a Popeyes. We're in a Panini Press. We are in a Panda Express. We're in a Pan Dulce. Now, just for top and bottom, quick question.
What's up?
Did I make you late for work?
You made me later.
Yay! Okay. Ooh. Oh, sir, one moment, please. Just a quick question. Now, you strike me as someone who is known for like a signature dish, a signature meal when you're having like your dinner parties.
Yep, I have a couple of recipes.
Yes, what is like your number one go-to when you're going to have folks over?
How about just my favorite salsa?
A salsa? I'm here for a salsa. What kind of salsa are we talking about?
Salsa with jalapenos and tomato and dulce jalapenos and cilantro and onion, green onion and
ooh, this dude's gonna make garlic. Me late to work. Never mind. Can I make you late for? This has been me, Dulce Sloan, making people late for work for absolutely no reason.
Don't stay slow, everybody. All right, stay tuned, because when we come back, we'll be talking about WNBA star Brittany Griner, who's been detained in Russia for months now. So don't go away.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. 5 months ago, WNBA star Brittany Griner was detained by the Russian government while visiting Russia to play with the local basketball team. We're joined now by Terry Jackson, executive director of the union representing WNBA players, to discuss where the situation currently stands and where we hope to go from here. Terry Jackson, welcome to The Daily Show.
Thank you, Cameron.
So, I think I'm going to start with the question that really sets up the whole, you know, not even discussion, but the situation. Some people have seen pieces of the story, Brittany Griner detained in Russia. Some say, you know, it was because of a false accusation. Some say it was because of prescriptions. How did the story start, just to get everybody on the same page?
Our very own Brittany Griner, BG, was returning back to Russia. I think everybody saw that clip of her in the airport. At some point, there was a search of her belongings, and what we learned thereafter was that she was detained. She was returning back to Russia to go play with her team that she's mm-hmm. played with for several years and won great championships for them. So she didn't make it back to the team. She was detained. And let's just stop right there and just think about what that means to be an American over in Russia, to be learning about this process in real time and coming forward and making the statements that she made. And we're just hoping and praying that the judge, the court, extends her great compassion and great mercy, because that was so incredibly brave to do. But again, reading the case into the record mm-hmm. and hopefully this process, again, I don't completely understand it, but hopefully this process will continue to move forward and we can see a conclusion.
If I may interrupt you there, I think
sure.
That's been one of the more confusing aspects of this story. Initially, when it kicked off, many people were encouraged not to weigh in online, not to bring it to the president's attention, not to make it an issue, because people felt like this may hamper, her defense in Russia. Because, as you know, in Russia, it's different. It's not really a trial the way Americans think of it. It's more the state lays out its case, and I think it's over 90% prosecution rate. But what was interesting about this story is when it happened. Just as the invasion of Ukraine took place, it seemed like Brittany was being used as a pawn in this situation. And I know that puts yourselves in a precarious position, but how much help are you hoping for from the administration, and how much, you know, of a movement are you hoping to turn this into, or does that hamper the negotiations to bring this woman home?
You're right. In the beginning, we were quiet. That's what we were told. That was the best way to show our best support. And if anybody knows, and your audience knows WNBA players, they are very vocal. They look to get informed about a situation, and they will step out on their platforms and give, you know, the proper recognition, the proper spotlight. But the way that we were told in the beginning to best show our support was to be quiet. And so what we did was we reached out to experts to learn about Russian-Ukrainian affairs, to learn more about this system, to learn how this could play out over the next several weeks. And so, as my members always do, they look to get informed and educated before they are ready to speak. When we heard that the State Department had classified BG as wrongfully detained, when we heard from Sherelle Greiner, BG's wife, that she needed our help, we heard that through her team, it was go time for my members. Because this is an issue about the sanctity of sport. You're right. She should not be a political pawn. This is not a game. This is not the game. And so to see our brothers and sisters across all the different professional sports and so many different organizations step up with us in this global sports community and talk about BG and talk about this case and talk about the need to get her home, that's gotten the Biden's administration's attention.
Right.
And that call that Sherelle Greiner got from not only the president, but the vice president to assure her that they were doing everything possible to get BG home and other detained Americans home. Mm-hmm. Well, that gave us the assurance that we need. And, you know, quite frankly, Trevor, what this country needs is a rallying cry. And that's what We Are BG is all about. It's a rallying cry. We need a win. So we need to stand with this president. We need him to do whatever it takes to bring BG home.
When you look at the situation, you know, through the lens of people who are helping, people who aren't helping, as you said, there's been support, you know, from other athletes who now have been given the license to speak. There are some who have said, it feels like this isn't something that would have happened to, you know, one of the men's basketball players. You know, if this was LeBron, he would have been out in a week, is what people say. But it feels like whenever dealing with an international incident, there is a lot of sensitivity that has to come into play. And so I wondered from your side, when looking at people raising their voices, et cetera, what are you hoping that they would push for? You know, is this a situation where you feel the administration has got it handled? I know that her family hasn't spoken to her, but what do you need from the people? Or is it just everybody having to wait because two governments are having a conversation about a delicate issue?
You do have to recognize in any geopolitical system or situation that you've got to be sensitive, right? You've got to be careful. You've got to watch and you've got to monitor. Right now, it's go time. Right now, what we need from so many organizations, from so many of our fans, those in your audience, what we need is to unite, to come together, put politics aside, and let this administration know we want them to do whatever it takes to bring our wrongfully detained Americans home. We need folks to go to the wearebg.org website. Again, I'm going to say it, wearebg.org. Go to that website, sign the petition. Tell folks that you have signed the petition. It is important that we get this visibility and that we get the awareness out there.
Terry Jackson, thank you so much for joining us on the show. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Well, that's our show for tonight, but before we go, please consider supporting Keen. This is an organization providing free fitness and recreation programs for youth with disabilities. So if you want to help them offer equal opportunities for recreation, fitness, and friendship, then please donate at the link below. Until next time, stay safe out there, and remember to stay hydrated in a heat wave as long as Joe Manchin says it's okay.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.